Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, a house guest asked me how I prepared my beef.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just told him, I say to every one of them, you know, you're not going to get out of this alive. So that's...
That's right.
That's how I prepare my beef. That, yeah.
Are you ready?
I just tell them, yeah, you know...
You're not going to make it.
You're not going to make it, right. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country. Hey,
welcome to our outfit.
All right. We better go with some more bad dad jokes.
The whole book?
Yeah.
We're going to do the whole
book. We're going to keep going for now. Well, the title of the show is Pull My Fingers, so why... Why wouldn't you do bad dad jokes?
Well, let's do dad jokes. Why not?
Yeah, yes. Right. What is the name of a mountain climber? What is a good name for a mountain climber?
A good name for a mountain climber?
Cliff.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I happen to like that one.
Right, yeah. All right. Son, dad, what do you do for a living? Dad, son, I'm not entirely sure.
I just show up and they pay me.
Right, yeah, right. Did you hear about the two guys that stole the calendar?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they each got 6 months.
6 months,
yeah.
Each of them.
Right.
Half a year. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Oh, dear.
All right, can you imagine how much worse meetings were back before you could pretend to take notes on your phone while you were really just messing around on Twitter?
Yeah, playing solitaire or
something. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm taking notes.
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Right. I have 80 unread emails, and obviously the only solution is to chuck my computer in the sea.
There you go.
There's no other reason. Yeah, right. Why did the urologist lose his license?
I got several answers to that one, but I don't know why.
He got in trouble with his peers.
Peers. Stop it.
Quit.
Just stop.
That's just ridiculous. Yeah. All right. Did you hear about the cowboy with dietary restrictions?
Dietary restrictions.
Oh, this is terrible. He was rootin' tootin' free of gluten.
Rootin' tootin' free of gluten.
Free of gluten. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
That's rough.
These are bad. Yeah. Why did the detective stay in bed all day?
Don't know.
You know. He was working undercover.
Oh, undercover.
Right.
That's
yes.
I'm going to try that one.
A police officer caught two kids playing with a car battery and a firework.
Okay.
One, he charged one and let the other one go.
Yeah, that's right? Like my car joke, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It goes slam, 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 slam.
that's green and goes slam, slam,
yeah.
Slam,
yeah.
Slam.
Yeah, right.
That's a four-door pickle.
Four-door pickle.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I was thinking about the guys that drive electric cars. Did they listen to AC/DC or something current?
Oh, man. And that isn't even in the book.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, guy, what does your wife do for a living? Friend, well, it's difficult to say. What do you mean? Friend, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Oh, crap.
It's difficult to say.
It's hard to
say. Yeah, right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. How is apathy different from indifference? Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, we got a great show coming out this week.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, we got Gretchen Peters riding along with us. Baxter Black has some poetry. Jeff Gore, Gene Autry, Chuck Pyle.
Holy cow.
But we're going to start with Back at the Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're singing Little Red Wagon.
playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop. Gonna roll down the hill, you and me. So won't you ride in my little red wagon? For you are my sweetheart to be. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, come riding my little widow wed wagon. Elmo Fudd's widow wed wagon.
We need to redo that one.
Yeah, we do, don't we? Yeah, back at the ranch. Good stuff. Great way to start out Cal Radio. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Big Brother Jim said last week, hey, here, pull my finger.
Well, what?
You said.
What are we going to do about talk about?
You said.
This you said, and that.
Right. You said, what are we going to do next week? And I said, I don't know. I chose last week.
No, he didn't.
And you said, here, pull my
finger. Here, give that.
Here, pull my finger and other practical jokes.
And other practical jokes.
So yes. I have to tell everybody about Mom.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we were grown up, moved away, had families, and we all came back to Mom's for some occasion.
Yeah,
visit,
yeah.
I don't know, Thanksgiving, something or
something
other.
Something to that effect, yeah.
And Mom is sitting in Dad's easy chair, which is the pathway to the kitchen.
Right.
Yeah. And she's just sitting there relaxing a little bit. Big Brother Jim walks by her, and he goes, I got a cramp.
I got
a cramp in my finger. And he sticks it out there to Mom. He says, here, pull this. And she
reached. You ruined it.
I did. She reaches out to pull it. I said, Mom, what are you doing? She says, don't fall for that.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, she was going to
help with my cramp.
She's an emergency room nurse,
yeah,
so she
right.
was going to help
she's
you
with
your cramped finger. Right, yeah, no.
Yeah, and you had to step in.
No,
man,
don't.
I set
I
her
did.
Up good.
You set her up really good.
He did.
Well, I mean, the reason I did it is because I was behind you. I was walking into the kitchen behind you. And,
I'm in the line of fire.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Can't throw up a green screen here where I can't make it to the kitchen. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear. Potty humor.
Oh,
you know.
Things that make make the cowboys and junior high-age kids laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah, 12 to 16-year-olds. Yeah.
To 60 plus.
60?
To 12,
how old are you?
12 to 60 plus.
Well, and it kind of goes along with you never bet a man at his own game.
Boy.
You know?
You said a mouthful right there. Yeah.
You know, if somebody walks up to you and says, I bet you.
I'll bet you you can't.
Yeah.
Or I'll bet you I can.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. You walk away.
Just walk away.
You are getting set up.
You are.
Just like the cramp in the finger, right?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways that you can. One of my favorite, and these are simple jokes that don't hurt anybody.
Right.
All right. Now there are a bunch of those out there that will hurt people.
Yeah.
You know, and people laugh at it, and I just don't think it's funny at
all.
Yeah.
Right.
But when someone's not looking, I like to recoil someone's right-handed lariat into a left-handed lariat.
Left leg.
Recoil it into a left-handed lariat, and then just put it right back on his saddle.
Well, Roy was left-handed. Yeah.
He was.
And I could tell every time when he used my lariat.
Well, the Honda's on the wrong side.
Exactly.
To begin with.
How do you do that?
Yeah, to begin
that
with.
That is a heck of a roper that can make that work.
Can make that work, yeah.
But, I'd give him away every time.
Yep.
I'd go to Bill DeLupo.
He said, you've been using my rope, haven't
well,
you?
Well, that and my horse.
Yeah, there you go.
Left-hander turns off the other way.
That's right, yep. Yeah. Hey, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial. And when we come back, Chuck Pyle's going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.